The Art of Work, Section 21. The wise understand what steps to take, and that knowledge brightens their faces and gives them confidence. They obey the king's command and honor their sacred vow. Never be in a hurry to leave the king's presence, but neither stand up for a bad cause, for the king will do whatever he pleases, and no one can challenge what he decides. Whoever obeys his command will come to no harm, and the wise will know the proper time and procedure for every situation, even when they are weighed down by problems. Not one of us knows the future, and we cannot say what is to come. Just as we cannot restrain the wind, neither can we hold back the day of our death. Just as a soldier is not discharged during a time of war, so wickedness will not release those who practice it. Qohelet says that the wise understand what steps to take, but my problem is that I want to see far beyond the next steps. What I want is the ability to see exactly where a path will lead in the end so I can be assured of success. It's like those printed mazes you did as a child with a mouse at one end and a piece of cheese at the other. In between, there were many paths that could be taken, but only one would take you to the prize. I want to win, so I don't pay much attention to the journey on the way. I have goals, things I will achieve if I keep my eyes on the prize and don't let anything get in my way. But life always gets in the way of these lofty ambitions, and the success I think I will enjoy can evaporate away like the mist in my valley as soon as the sun comes up. The problem with this future orientation is that I stumble when I'm not paying attention to the small steps I am taking. I get 365 steps in a year, and there have been entire years and decades when I wasn't looking at where I was placing my feet. Things that were important and could have brightened my face and given me confidence were ignored in pursuit of future goals and purposes. It's not I didn't enjoy those days and those times, but at the best they were distracted days when the joy of the moment was overridden by the need to get the next thing done. If I had been recognizing that problem sooner, I may have enjoyed more of what Qohelet will come later to call the gladness of heart, instead of being so focused on the goal. This podcast is another example of this success fixation, for although I enjoy getting up each morning, watching the sunrise over the valley as I write and record, I find myself getting discouraged at the dwindling numbers of people that my computer tells me are actually listening in. Once again, lurking in the back of my mind is this concept of how success at this venture is measured instead of focusing on the step I am taking today. I'm looking back and how I could have done better and forward to determine if my work with Qohelet has been a waste of my time. It's fascinating how you can be writing about wisdom and yet be acting the fool. My name is Vance Newdorf, and these are my daily reflections on the Book of Ecclesiastes, artofwork.ca. Thank you for listening.